Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? Well, business is interesting. There is so much going on all of the time. There's so much to do. There's so much to think about. But you know, you really need to consider that if you have a business, you need a playbook. If you're doing a Broadway production, there's a script. There are words on a page that tell the actors what to say. Everybody has a playbook. Everybody knows what their part is. Everybody understands it. If there's dancing, the choreographer blocks out the dancing so the dancers know exactly what their steps should be, when they should come in, what they should do. If someone's going to sing a song, they know exactly where the song is in the musical, in the Broadway play. There is a playbook. If you think about sports and you think about professional sports, there is a playbook. There's a playbook of plays, offense and defense. It talks about exactly what that particular position should do, how they should behave. And you, as the business owner who wants to be incredibly successful, who wants to have the best business, who wants to understand business, also needs a playbook. You need to understand how to run your business. And that playbook, of course, is always changing. How are we going to run our business if we don't understand what our philosophy is, what our understanding is, what we're trying to reach, what we're trying to do? It's just not going to happen. It's going to be a ball of confusion. How are we going to manage our people? And we manage people in different ways depending upon what their position is. We handle the sales department and the salespeople differently than we handle the shipping people. We handle the shipping people differently than we handle the front office. How do we manage our people in the playbook? And in that playbook, we turn to the last page. Have you ever noticed when someone gets a book that they're going to read, they go to the last page and read the last chapter or the last page because they want to know how it ends? Well, the last page in our playbook of business is called profit. What is the profit that we want in our business? If we don't understand what the profit is, we really can't drive to that profit. What's our percentage of profit? How much profit do we want? How much business do we have to do? How much expenses do we have to absolutely be right-sized in the business? It's really important. It's really important to understand. It's not that you wake up in the morning and say, I'm going to do business and I'll make a profit and I'll do it at the end of the year. No, you have to understand your business. You have to understand how to run it, how to manage your people, how to get the best out of them. You have to understand what a reasonable amount of profit is. If you're pricing your products much too high because you think you're going to get great profits, well, you're not going to get the work. The competition is. If you price it too low, you're going to go out of business. You have to use your brain. You have to use everything that you understand intellectually, academically, and intuitively. You can't just wing it. Those days are gone. This is the best time to be in business, and it certainly is the most difficult time to be in business because people can get into business. They can compete with you. Unless you have a proprietary product or you have a patent, so many businesses that just pull up the internet, put your particular category of business in the internet, see how many people there are. You have to have a plan. You have to be better. You have to have a sales plan. You have to have a marketing plan. You have to have a business plan. And it doesn't have to be 100 pages. You have to know what you're driving for, what you're driving to, and what you're driving to is profit. How are you going to get there? And remember, your coworkers, your staff, your employees, your projects, your profit margins, everything in your business is not going to be perfect. We strive for perfection, but you are going to miss it. Sometimes the profits will be great. Sometimes they won't. Sometimes you'll make a great deal of money. Sometimes you won't. But every single time that we have a problem, every single time that something doesn't work, every time we lose money on a project, we look at it and we see why. Every time we make money on a project, we look at it and we see why. So what's the failure of most CEOs, presidents, and business owners? The failure of most presidents, CEOs, and business owners is not to think, not to sit down and just study their business, see what's going on. They just show up in the morning, they do stuff, they do tasks, and they think that's good enough, and it's not. Run your business. Understand what you need to do, and you will be more successful than you ever thought possible. This is Howard LeWinter, and of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.